This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Good morning and welcome to the morning bullpen show. Did you happen to see the moon out this morning?
It's very full.
I had the Farmer's Almanac out over the week.
Okay. Whip it out, George.
Actually, I didn't, but it's some kind of rare, like, super blue moon or something like that. It's like the second full moon of the month, but the third one of the season or something. Anyway, it was really pretty this morning.
Hey, you're so knowledgeable.
No, I'm not knowledgeable. welcome to the morning bullpen show. It is Monday, 84. Put my car set on the way in.
Yep, that's right.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Golly. All right, so it's August in Houston. Yeah. I don't think there's a whole lot more to say to that. We got a lot to do today. Today kicks off our final week of the Nay of the Day. A chance to win a horse. Actually, it's $20,000 to buy a horse or do whatever you want to with it. Your final week to get in on that. We'll have details about it. Plus, coming up in just about 10 minutes, jury duty this morning about how you drive. If you're in the vehicle this morning, you'll want to be part of this, okay? That's coming up in about 10 minutes. And Mono's Country in about 20 minutes. So, good weekend. I feel like I just saw you all.
Yes.
I was going to ask you if you had a good weekend, but I saw you on Saturday at the game.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, wait, we just saw each other. So, we were out at the Texans game. Sean Pendergast, also later in the show from Sports Radio 610, is going to be stopping by. Talk to us about how the Texans looked over the weekend. Did you know of anybody that had to sit in the sun?
No.
Oh, in those seats that were.
No. So, like, two strips of the roof got torn off by the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't had a chance. They've been waiting on replacement parts. And so there was like two strips of sunshine that were just baking some of the fans.
It kind of looked like they had moved most of them out of the way.
I think they did, right? Yeah. So, but anyway, if you were in the path of the sunshine shoot, you can call it.
I have a good tan today.
Let's talk about the top three things that are trending this morning here in Texas.
Number three.
Yesterday, all eyes were on that gas plant in La Porte, the scene of the transformer fire.
Oh, yeah.
The pictures were crazy. Fire crews were kind of still lingering at the scene, but luckily the roadways open. The smoke shooting in the air, though, was intense. And of course, anytime a fire like this happens in the middle of summer, you're thinking about our firefighters. So thank y'all for handling that so quickly.
Number two.
I know y'all don't have pictures from Galveston this weekend because we worked all weekend, but apparently it was a blue water weekend.
Oh, what's that? Oh really?
Yes.
Like it was blue.
Oh.
We love Galveston and Domestic.
I love Galveston when it's all colors, for the record.
Crystal blue water happens when the wind is light, so the water's calm and all the sediments drop out. But it was supposed to last through the weekend, so I'm hoping some people got some really good pictures. The feels like temperatures, though, were 110, ooh, so the water temperatures were 91. So you have to kind of give and take a little bit to enjoy this blue water.
It was like being in a jacuzzi is what it was, yeah.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Okay, so yesterday was the third day in a row with triple-digit temperatures, so actual temperatures, right? Today's supposed to be the hottest day of this heat wave.
Shut up.
Wow.
Shut up.
You can't even make it up. Yeah. Of course, the heat advisory is extended till 10 p.m. today for every county in our listening area.
You said this for the last 2 weeks straight.
Yes,
this has been a trending story every day.
Is the worst. Temperatures starting in the low 80s, which is what George saw when he climbed into his truck this morning, and quickly climbing into the low to mid 90s by noon. Then between 3 and 5, that's when we're getting triple digits.
Oof. Thank you, Mo.
You're welcome.
I think.
Go to Galveston. I don't know.
That's what's trending here in Texas. The top three stories you're going to be hearing about all day today, and they're all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena. Saturday, the Texans picked up a big win over the New York Giants in their first home preseason game of the year. And Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610, Payne and Pendergast Show, stopping by this morning. Tell us, what was the overall takeaway from the Texans this weekend?
I would say probably two things, George. One, the first team offense led by C.J. Stroud looked pretty good. They didn't get in the end zone. But they were moving the ball pretty good. You can see from the throws that C.J. Stroud was making, there's not a sophomore slump looming on the horizon.
Yeah,
he looks really, really good. Stephon Diggs, our new friend, had a catch for a first down, and he got up and was very happy about that. And I think the other thing, the defense was really, really good. They forced 5 turnovers in the game, including a pick 6 from Jalen Petrie and an amazing interception from Derek Stingley Jr., who's also had a great camp. The Texans, good and great players, have been playing good and great throughout training camp, and then they showed it in that preseason game. People should be really excited about this team.
Wow, wow, wow.
Whoa. Yeah. It was a great game, but it was the first time back at NRG, Sean, so what did you eat?
Forget about the football breakdown.
No. I actually tweeted some of this out.
I
don't get to eat with all the civilians with the game-goers, like us. I'm up in the press box.
And?
Oh, okay.
Let me just tell you right now, as on point as the Texans are on the field, the press box fare is incredible right now.
What?
They had a carving station up there.
Wow.
They had I don't know, I didn't eat it, but I saw it. I don't know if it was actually soft serve or froyo, but they had like a frozen yogurt bar with all the fixins.
Oh my god!
If you want to go to my Twitter,
Twitter,
we're calling it, I put up a video.
Yes.
The dessert table they had, it was like a circular table, and I just walked around it making a video the whole time. They had cake pops. They had one of those voodoo donut, like little carousel stands with the donuts inside of it.
Wow.
They had cake.
Okay, so
M&M's. They had Reese's Pieces.
I had no idea what I was asking when I asked this question.
I'm telling you right now, I was more moved by the food in the press box than anything going on the field.
I was going to say, we spent more time talking about the food in the press box.
I love it.
Is there any correlation to the type of food they serve in the press box and how good the team is?
No, they served really good food back in the team stunk too, George.
It was they know it's going to be a great season, so they upgrade.
Elevate.
No, but right around the time, there was a time where the Texans food, like 2019, 2020, it was just okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty good. But then when the team got really bad, I think they realized, like, all right, there's one way to get on the media's good side, and that's to feed them.
Yeah.
So the reporting when they were really bad wasn't quite as harsh because we had full bellies.
Yeah. All right. So two big takeaways. The first team offense and defense looked good, and the food was really good in the press box.
Those are both huge takeaways. And we'll put them to the test again this Saturday when the Rams come to town.
Sean Pendergast from the Payne and Pendergast Show on Sports Radio 610, reporting on our Texans here on the Morning Bullpen. The heat on Saturday, I mean, it was record heat. It burned car up.
What? What are you talking about?
I didn't tell you about this?
No.
On Saturday, when we had, like, the hottest weather until today.
Yes.
I know today's going to be hotter.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine's car caught on fire because their kid left their glasses on the dashboard.
Oh, come on.
Swear to goodness.
No.
Swear to goodness, parked in the sun. Papers from school. They just started school last week.
Yeah.
In the front seat. caught it on fire.
Sorry, that's not funny, but it's kind of funny.
And burned up their car.
No.
It's a crazy, way. Mo, it's the craziest thing I've ever heard
in my
life.
Well, it sounds like, I don't know, some like thing you read on Facebook that's not actually true. Like, I would never actually, believe that it would actually
stuff
happen.
Stuff on Facebook is not true?
What do you mean? What, I am so disappointed.
You know what I mean, though?
I get it. But I'm telling you, the heat that we have right now, I mean, it can ruin anything, right? And it's just one of those things where when I heard the story, I was like, this is crazy. But you think about it.
Yeah.
The sun coming right through the dashboard.
Yeah.
I mean, right through the windshield, into glasses, into paper, in the seat.
That's a science experiment, right?
I get the physics of it, but I feel like God hates those people. Like a little bit, right?
Like, why me?
Well,
why?
Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show with George, Mo, and Eric, where we judge you every time something like this happens. What is heat ruined for you? I came out of the game on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I got in my car out at NRG. It was honestly, it was so hot I couldn't sit in the car.
Yeah. It's
now, again, I have a black vehicle, so I get it. I know you're not supposed to drive black in Texas. I understand that.
I have a black one, too.
But I mean, I honestly had to open the doors and turn it on
and let the air
conditioning run for a while. I couldn't set it. So. You ever had something that was just absolutely ruined by the heat? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
My car is like a treasure chest of all the things. Yeah. So like my makeup gets ruined because I leave it in there.
Oh, I didn't think that.
But most recently, which is hysterical, I go to Bible study on Wednesday afternoons. My Bible melted.
Your Bible melted?
Yes. So I keep it on my passenger side seat, and it's pink, and it's like crumbling. So I bought a new one. I'll show you all a picture.
Wow. Well, I'm surprised it didn't melt earlier than that.
I was going to say, I'm not sure the heat had anything to do with Moe's
Bible. It literally just like crumbled.
Anything ever like the heat ruined anything for you, Eric?
So last weekend, I went to a radio convention in San Diego, California.
Right.
I was gone for 2 days. And on the way there, I had a coffee with some milk in it.
Oh, no.
And
you
I forgot to empty it. And I don't have a sense of smell, Mo.
Okay.
At all.
We know this.
So I drove immediately from the airport and got my kids, and they got in my car, and they went, What is that smell?
Yeah.
And I've been driving for 45 minutes with the stench of warm milk from the last 2 days with my windows up. Oh.
Remember the story that was going around for a while about biscuits that exploded? Like they'd been to the grocery and they left them in there. And things exploded. So what is the heat ruined for you? 713-881-5500 is the number this morning. We'd love to know your stories here on the Morning Bullpen. Well, the heat ruined it. We're going to talk to Rochelle in just a second about why bumpers were melting off cars.
What?
I told you, the heat is crazy right now in Houston. But before we get to Rochelle, we have some folks. The heat absolutely ruined it. What did it melt?
Donna's on the phone in Spring. Donna, you said you left your shoes outside, sister.
I did. I had some rubber slides, and when I went out in the morning, the grass was wet, so I let them sit on the porch, and when I went back out, they had shrunk to, like, child size. I couldn't even fit my toes in them.
Do you just want to not admit that they're called Crocs?
They were not Crocs. They were actually, like, the Birkenstock knockoff.
Oh my gosh, and your shoes melted. I love that. All right, what did the heat ruin for you?
Selena in Houston, tell us your story.
I was going to HEB yesterday, and I had a 12-pack of Pepsis in the back of my car, so I forgot about them, and the minute I hit a bump, they all exploded, every single one in my car.
Did you think you were being shot at or something, like road rage?
I did. It sounded like a whole bunch of fireworks going off in the back of my car.
Oh, my goodness.
Pop, 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 pop. Well, since we're talking about food.
At least it wasn't Dr. Pepper, though.
we got to go to Samantha and Katie. Samantha, tell us your story. What did the heat ruin?
So it wasn't me, but it was my mother-in-law. We were living with them at the time, and I was leaving for work one morning, and I noticed a puddle under her truck.
Later, I came home to find out that she had gone to Costco the day before and lost a 4-pound pack of butter under the back seat. And it was melted and dripping through the floor of the cab.
Whoa.
You know, they don't give you a bag at Costco, so that stuff slides all over the place.
We call the truck the Buttermobile. And she's from here trying to.
It just smelled like Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, it smelled like rolls. A movie theater.
Exactly. I love it so much. All right. So we were talking about Rochelle. Yeah. It's an interesting story.
Yeah. And these cars that would park in this one particular spot, their bumpers kept melting off. Is that right, Rochelle?
Yes.
And you were in charge of figuring out why.
Yeah. Our customer didn't know what was going on with the glass, why the bumpers were melting. And so it was just a particular coating that we use these days, and the windows get highly reflective, and at a specific time during the day and a specific spot in the parking lot, bumpers would start melting.
Wow.
Bumpers.
So the sun's reflecting like off the building and,
yes,
and like focused right on the bumpers, and it's melting the bumpers off. Wow.
Yes.
Do you have any advice for us? Like, where should we park?
Unfortunately, there's no way to know, you know, what coating is on the window and then at what angle the sun may.
Oh, I'm never parking next to a window ever again.
Yeah,
our whole building is windows.
you don't know that until you come out and your bumpers melted off.
Oh my
that may be
gosh.
The greatest story ever. Our bumpers melted off. What did the heat ruin for you? 713-881-5500 on the Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty this morning. We're just out here doing God's work. Solving these daily dilemmas for you here on the Morning Bullpen with Jury Duty. Today's dilemma is...
A woman never actually means it when she says, no gifts, babe.
Oh.
Yes. If there's one thing I've learned in my 10 years of marriage, it's that statement is absolutely true. No gifts actually doesn't mean no gifts.
Yes.
It means give me something small.
Eric's anniversary was, last week?
Friday. Okay. Friday. Yes. 10 years married to my beautiful wife.
And
I
y'all
love you,
agreed.
Honey.
No gifts.
We
you're
agreed.
Trying not to save money. You're going on a trip.
We're going on a trip for our anniversary, and we both said no gifts.
But it doesn't really mean that. I hope you understand that.
It doesn't mean no gifts. So what did I do? I got her a small gift. I got her a little bag, and I got her some beachy stuff for our trip. A bottle of wine. I did it up a little bit. She comes out and says, okay, I got you a gift, too. So... When she said no gifts, she not only wanted a gift, she got me a gift.
Yes.
And if you hadn't gotten anything, you would have been so much in trouble.
Because I have learned that a woman never actually means it when she says no gifts.
Mo? True or false?
I'm sick of women not saying what they want. If you want a gift, say you want a gift. When I say I don't want a gift, I don't want a gift. We're not doing gifts. Eric is a fraud.
No, you don't mean that.
I mean what I say.
No,
have I ever said what I mean?
True.
If she says it, that's what she means.
If you say no gifts to your husband, yes, you might actually mean no gifts.
I meant
that
you
were going to be pleased and surprised and happy.
I would be mad that he spent money because we agreed on no gifts.
Sarah is on the phone, and Katie. Sarah, you're juror number one. It says here you've been married 5.5 years.
Aww.
So answer this question. When a woman says she doesn't want a gift, does she actually mean she doesn't want a gift?
I'm going to say no. I would expect my husband to still get me something small like Eric did.
Yes, see? See what I mean?
I know that I'm alone on this island because I have balls and most women do not, which is fine, Sarah. I appreciate that, but I encourage you, when you want a gift, just say you want a gift, sister.
Okay, so Sarah, the direct question is, a woman never actually means it when she says no gifts. You agree.
I agree.
Okay, all right, okay, so all right, so you agree there. Let's go to, how about 7 years of marriage?
That's Katie and Hardin. Katie, you heard the question. A woman never actually means it when she says no gifts.
I'm with Mo on this one. No gifts means no gifts.
Oh, there we go. Okay, all right.
Okay.
So if your husband doesn't get you anything, you're not going to be ticked off at him.
No, I would be mad because he spent money when we agreed not to.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, see.
Katie, if you ever get divorced, you let me know, okay? I'm in the market for somebody who doesn't want gifts.
You can't say that to her.
She can be with me, Katie.
Diane is in Montgomery.
All right, Diane, you've been married 10 years, so you should be an authority. A woman never actually means it when she says no gifts.
No gifts. If I say no gifts, no gifts.
Wow.
And you wouldn't be surprised and delighted by a small little gift.
I mean, okay, right, but I said gifts, so no gifts.
Okay. All right. So you're not disappointed if he doesn't get you a gift if you said no gifts?
Not at all. Okay,
thank you.
Not at all.
All right. What happens when you go over 15 years of marriage?
Oh, I see what we're doing here, George. Mm-hmm. We have Stephanie in LaPorte. Hey, Stephanie, answer the question.
Hey.
A woman never actually means it when she says no gifts.
Yeah, no gifts means no gifts, but that doesn't mean no card.
Ooh!
Oh!
I love this.
There's a new wrinkle that is entering.
I love this. She's right. I love a card. A card costs money. I would wager that a card is a gift. Nope, it's not.
It costs money.
I'm with Eric.
You can make
if you
one.
Want a card,
make
that's
a card.
Gift.
Oh, happy 10th wedding anniversary.
I made you this card out of construction paper.
Yes,
and I have the kids draw on it.
Not a chance. I'm getting divorced.
Stephanie, you're my girl.
Stephanie, you've just ignited a whole new argument.
Cards for everything.
So that was 15 years.
Yeah, what now?
So think about this now.
Okay.
We had 5.5 years.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We had 7 years of marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We had 10 years of marriage. Started to change a little bit at 15. Let's go to juror number 5 this morning.
All right. That's Kara in Baytown. Hey, Kara, when a woman says no gifts, does she mean it?
Yes, she means no gifts.
How long have you been married?
25. It'll be 26 years in September.
All right.
Congratulations. Yeah.
So actually, George, when you look at it, the first caller was the only one that said, I expect a little something.
Correct.
And she was only married for 5 years.
5.5 years. 5.5 years.
So she has a lot to learn.
I think that plays into it.
And I also want you to tell me when I'm fat, okay? Okay.
Whoa. Oh, no.
No, you do
yes,
not.
I do.
Jury
by
duty
the way,
tomorrow.
That will never come up on jury duty ever again.
Is it okay if Eric reads the results today?
Oh, shut up.
Thank you, George.
Eric, give us the final results on jury duty this morning.
All right. A woman never actually means it when she says no gifts. That's false. She actually does mean it.
She means it. Mean what you say, ladies. Be strong.
That's the verdict today. 5 calls always say it all on jury duty here on The Bull. Hey, I got a to say congratulations to Jody. She was our winner this morning on the Nay of the Day. Now, we have another chance coming up today between 12 and 1. And, Mo, you're going to be in Katy. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yes, come by and see me. I think between 5 and 6 p.m. I will be at the Katy Kroger on Spring Green Boulevard. All the details online, thebullhouston.com.
All right. Right now, let's have a little fun this morning. Time to find out what Eric can create off your phone call, your suggestion this morning. And we need a topic that can turn into a song. So 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
And do we go to Michelle in Houston?
Let's do. We lost Malachi.
Yeah. Aww. Who's the next one that you're going
to
take?
Yeah, let's go. Okay, let's do that one. Let's go to the next one to her then. So
That's Michelle in Houston, I think.
Yeah, what do you think Eric should sing about?
I think he should sing about being stuck in traffic on the freeways and needing to go to the bathroom real bad.
Ooh, is that
you? What do you do, Michelle?
Oh, man, you just got to pray to God and hope that you make it to the nearest exit as soon as you can.
Have you ever not made it to the exit, Michelle?
No, that's never actually happened. But that is the fear.
I don't believe you.
I mean, let me tell you, I've had two babies.
her pelvic floor isn't what it used to be.
Michelle?
Keep a towel in the car, Michelle.
Thank you for the suggestion this morning. I don't know if I thank you for that. All right, 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Let's talk to Naomi, Central Park. What should I sing about today?
Yeah, hi, good morning. I think you should sing about us people who are driving to work trying to put on makeup at every stop sign and red light.
Oh, you're one of them.
No, I don't want to talk about
one of them.
Because it'll get nasty if you leave it up to me.
It's
so
hard.
That's okay.
It really is. I even have trained my toddler in the back seat to tell me when it turns green now.
Come on. Are you serious?
I'm like, girl, you watch that light. Tell mommy when it turns green.
That's next level.
Thank you.
Naomi,
thank
you. There you go. That's a little hack for you. That is next level. Thank you for the suggestion this morning. Let's go to Montgomery. April is there. April, what should Eric sing about today on the 10-minute tune?
I think you should sing about y'all at the radio station.
Oh, sing it.
Like the three of us or like everybody who works here kind of thing?
Well, I kind of have like a song and then like a beat picked out, but I don't know if I should say on the radio type of thing.
Oh, well, if it's inappropriate, then it's better. But no, yeah, maybe don't say it out loud.
It's not inappropriate.
Okay, what is it? What's in your mind? Kind of communicate that. Maybe we can get a little better picture.
Well, I've kind of had this idea for months now. I've just been too shy and embarrassed to call it and say it. But, you know, that song, I don't remember the exact name of the song, but like, Your Pony, Let's Do It type of thing.
Why did you think that song would be appropriate for us?
No, because I just have like the beat. Like,
oh, the beat. Okay,
Bow. Channing Tatum is not work with me. Yeah, I just want y'all to know that.
Wow.
My job would be very different if I worked with the pony man.
You know what, April? I just love it that that's what you thought of when it came to us.
April, tell me that you wear like a suit to work and you are just pristine and you are just the most innocent creature.
Absolutely not.
If that's the song in her brain, she is not an innocent creature.
I wear scrubs, and you know the saying that teachers and nurses are the worst. It's true.
There we go. Okay, nurses are the worst. Okay, all right.
That's a song in and of
call
itself.
Us anytime.
We love you. Thank you for the suggestion this morning.
Wow.
All right, Eric.
Here.
All right, let's rewind. Okay, yeah. We have being stuck in traffic in Houston and have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That is universal. We had
Naomi, she wanted me to sing about doing your makeup at stoplights.
Yes. Thank you. Makeup at traffic lights.
And then April the naughty
distracted
nurse.
Me. Yeah.
Yes.
So.
April, you.
Okay. You're a naughty girl. You
all right. I'm going to hold on to April's, I think. I don't think I'm mentally or emotionally prepared for that.
Ready for that yet?
I think I'm going to, just because Michelle gave me the opportunity to say pelvic floor for the first time.
That's the first time.
On 100.3 The Bull.
Really?
Let's do traffic and having to pee.
Okay. All right. I think it's... Oh, my Lord. Today is off the rails. It's only Monday. A 10-minute tune. We'll see what he creates next here on The Bull. Hey, coming up in 10 minutes here on The Bull, two big takeaways from the Texans game over the weekend. Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610 stopping by. Two big takeaways, and only one of them has to do with the football team. We'll explain coming up in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen. It's time to find out what Eric has created this morning. This has been a wild morning. So let's find out what he's come up with. And it was based on a call that we had from, who was it?
It was Michelle in Houston. Michelle, what did you want Eric to sing about?
I think he should sing about being stuck in traffic on the freeways and needing to go to the bathroom real bad.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So that was the topic that got through to us this morning. So
she claims she's never peed in her car before, but...
She said it had never happened to her. You don't believe her, though.
I mean, sometimes you just got to do what you got to do.
And with Houston traffic what it is,
you can't get out of the traffic.
Eric's back in the studio.
Here I am. Hi. I'm curious. I would like people who are stuck in traffic and have to pee. Did I make it better or did I make it worse?
Oh, talking about it.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Singing a whole song about having to go to the bathroom. If anybody is listening and they're stuck in traffic, call up when they hear the song, okay?
All right, done in the style of...
Blink 182, All the Small Things. Yes.
Okay, all right. It's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
To pee, traffic, hurry, stuck in my car, can't hold much longer, squeezing, screaming, I think I'm leaking, shouldn't have drank 3 sweet teas, 2 milkshakes, traffic it blows, I gotta go. Any minute now, I'm gonna,
That may be my favorite new 10-minute tune.
Oh, my God. All they do is tell us to stay hydrated, especially when it's so hot out.
Wait a minute. Wait. Were you videoing that?
I was, yes.
Why?
Okay, all right, because you have to see his expression at the end of the song. Well done, sir. Well done.
That did not help.
That was one befitting of today, I would think. That's a 10-minute tune. You can get it every day and share it with all your... The phones are already lighting up. You can share it with your friends. Just get it off our podcast at themorningbullpen.com.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Let's go to Katy today. Kathy in Katy is ready to play Mo for $100. Kathy, this is how you get the cash.
Dream of dreams.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both 5 country-related questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Kathy?
This is Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, Kathy. We'll get started.
Go on out of there.
See ya.
Get out of here, Mo. 5 country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number 1, the man in black is going to Washington, D.C. Can you name the country star statue that's being added to the National Statuary Hall collection?
I'm funny cash, but I don't know the name of the statue.
Question number 2. L. King says she, quote, feels like a different person after cleaning up her act after her drunken mess of a tribute to this queen of country. Who was she doing a tribute to?
Dolly Parton.
Question number 3. This 2007 song by Luke Bryan tells the story of a guy who can't remember what I did last night after seeing his ex. What's the name of that song?
Is it Do I?
Okay, question number 4. In 1980, the Urban Cowboy soundtrack double album was number 1 on the country charts. What Houston suburb was the location for Urban Cowboy?
Ask.
Question number five. Who scored a 2009 hit with Getting You Home, the black dress song, a romantic tune about a night out? Who was the singer?
I'm so sorry. You're going to have to give this money to Mo because I am having...
Hang on, let's get Mo back in to find out what she's up against
there
this morning.
Chatting with the sports guys.
Sorry, we're talking sports.
Yeah, stop flirting and
now
get back to protecting
country.
Your money.
Yeah.
How'd it go?
Kathy got 2 out of 5.
Nice job, sister.
She said it was a tough one for her today. So.
George, why?
On a Monday, too, I should have done
You're
easier questions.
Okay,
here's your chance, Mo. Question number one. Mm-hmm. The man in black is going to Washington. Can you name the country star whose statue is being added to the National Statuary Hall collection?
Okay, I got made fun of because I think the man in black is Will Smith, but it's actually Johnny Cash, right?
That is correct. Yes. It's Johnny Cash. Yes. Correct, yes.
He's getting a statue? That's exciting.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
Okay. In the National Statuary Hall collection?
Hello, why didn't I know that?
You all shut up. You shut up.
1-1.
Oh, question number two. Mm-hmm. L. King says she, quote, feels like a different person after cleaning up her act after the drunken mess she made of the tribute to this queen of country. Who was she giving the tribute for?
She was doing it for Dolly, I believe.
Dolly Parton is correct. That is correct.
All right, those were the two that she got right. So you're tied 2-2.
We're all downhill from here, Kathy.
It sounds like it.
Let's go.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. This 2007 song by Luke Bryan tells the story of a guy who can't remember what I did last night after seeing his ex. Can you name the song?
Sounds like every single Luke Bryan song. I don't know.
All My Friends Say.
And all my friends say I started shooting doubles when you...
That's just a hard question, George.
That is not a hard question.
Yes, it was a hard question.
Kathy, you're still holding on. 2-2.
All right, question number four.
Yes.
She's not going to get this one either now that I think about it. In 1980, the Urban Cowboys soundtrack double album was number one on the country charts.
Okay.
What Houston suburb was the location for Urban Cowboy?
Oh, it's Pasadena, right?
It was Pasadena. Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
All right. 3-2. You're winning now, Mo.
And let's final question. Mm-hmm. Who scored a 2009 hit with Getting You Home, the black dress song, a little romantic tune about a night out?
That was Chris Young, I think.
Chris Young is correct.
Yeah. All right. They're not going to give her a statue in the National Statuary Hall collection.
Right,
shut up. She is going to keep her money today, Kathy. 4-2 was the final score.
Oh, my goodness.
Ah, darn.
You're right. Those were hard questions, Kathy.
Oh, thank you.
Come back soon.
You can take it out on me. That's all right. You can take it out on me, Kathy. You don't have to be nice about it, so...
I'm pretty Southern. I have to be. It's just my temperament.
Bless his heart.
All right. You know what you got to say to get out of here?
This is Cassie and Katie in Mono's Country.
Yep, she does. And you'll get a chance to play her, hopefully with easier questions. Tomorrow, 8:20 will be the next chance to play here on 100.3 The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.